Hi, this is Lynn Thompson. Little experiment today. I've been writing morning pages for many years, off and on, not steadily, definitely for stretches of time. Morning pages are generally three full pages of writing, just letting it flow, whatever it is, first thing in the morning to kind of clear your mind. I first found out about morning pages through reading The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron back in 1999. When I was on the verge of big changes in my life and location and focus at that time in British Columbia. Now I'm in Ontario, and I started doing morning pages again, reinforced by seeing a video by Tim Ferriss that also reminded me of it. And then recently, my friend Allison told me about these morning writing sessions through Firefly Creative Writing in Toronto. Between 120 and 150 people on the Zoom call, dropping in from 9 to 9:30 in the morning and writing together for 20 minutes with prompts to start with. It's very inspiring. It's definitely got me more disciplined. I haven't been to every one, but I'm in my second week of doing that. And there's other resources on Firefly Creative Writing. Often, Chris seems to start with a poem, and then you can use a prompt from that or just wherever you want to go, of course. So this morning, she read this poem called Eagle Poem. It's by Joy Harjo, who is the Poet Laureate of the United States in 2019. She read the poem first, and then she read it again, suggesting that we write down just words or lines that spoke to us, that resonated, and then write from that for 20 minutes. Okay, so from the poem, the lines and words that spoke to me that I wrote down. To pray you open your whole self, circles of motion, swept our hearts clean, care and kindness in all things, we are truly blessed, we were born and die soon, in beauty. And Chris also suggested that we could use the prompt, breathe in. Okay, so I feel inspired to share with you what I wrote. I certainly don't do this very often. Please, I pray, sweep my heart clean. I am here. I know I was born and that I will die soon. And I wish for my life to be full and full of meaning. Please, I pray, sweep my heart clean. Let the longings and the regrets fly away, sparkling in the new sunshine of this day. Let my heart feel clean and fresh, ready for new aches, new joys, new gratitude for what is possible. In my breathing in, my breathing out, in beauty. Let my whole self open in this prayer for full sweep of my precious heart. May I be ready to show up in this new time of my life, of my day, in this life. Shall I ever be ready for a clean sweep? I am willing. Am I willing? For the way forward, for my cleanly swept heart. Ah, my heart, my heart, my heart. Care and kindness in all things starts right here with me. And when I feel less than fullness in those things, seek out the hurt that lurks in my heart. Find the pain that strains for recognition, the wound that cries for dialogue, for words that will give it sound, deliver it from the dark corner that was the only refuge for how long? Bring them all together into the heart. For the next sweep clean, so each of them can be seen, loved, embraced, and transformed into stardust, into sparkles, into light. The circles of motion that keep me coming back for more, that keep reminding me there is more, that each day is ripe for change, full of promise, full of the offer of new, if I can, when I will, show up and give thanks, be on this side of hope, and say yes to the circles of motion, having the dreams, exploring them, remembering them, writing them, telling them, lingering in them, deciphering them, wondering about them, the symbols, the message, the feel of them. The circles of motion in my heart between sweep cleans, the filling up, the letting go, the feeling up, the I don't know. We are blessed. we were born and die soon, even though it feels like a forever stretching out behind me and before me ahead to the horizon, I know that here is where I am. There is nowhere else that I am or that I can be. So I am grateful that for now, for this moment, I can write and breathe and cry and feel the longings that are lining up for the next sweep clean with a whoosh of eagle wings cresting in the blue sky of the morning, where rainbows danced in the evening before, when deep oranges threaded through a thousand dark limbs of trees reaching and telling their stories of deep rootedness and belonging, and listening to the language beyond the sound of words spoken by people who wander by with invisible roots in this neighborhood that used to be only grass and dirt and younger trees growing up, that were saved to enjoy as houses appeared and doors were locked at night and windows were opened in the morning. For full, deep breathing in of fresh, cool air and promise of care and kindness, to fill the heart after the sweep clean of everything and anything that lingered, ready to be free.